Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas. On the broadcast today, Jim Gibson, the Clark County Commissioner, here for the whole show on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
The trucking industry is the most resilient link in the supply chain. And for over 90 years, the Nevada Trucking Association has been the voice for the men and women in the trucking industry. From Carson City to Washington, D.C., we advocate for policies to protect our trucking companies and keep commerce flowing, because Nevada's and America's prosperity is tied to trucks. There's nothing without trucking.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org. Meet Nevada HealthLink, Nevada's official health insurance marketplace. Your link to savings, selection, free assistance, and name brand health insurance, where 90% of enrollees lower the cost of their monthly premium. Everyone deserves access to quality health coverage, no matter your income or family size. Visit NevadaHealthLink.com. A few minutes could save you hundreds of dollars per month.
Nevada HealthLink. Our plans are made for your plans.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas. We are delighted to welcome back to the program Jim Gibson. He is the Clark County Commissioner for District G. It is a pleasure to have you back, sir.
Glad to be here.
Let's start out with dispelling the notion that Las Vegas is going to heck in a handbasket.
We are not. We are here for the entire duration, and we're competitive. And we have the high quality experience you can have here, and it is reasonably priced. There have been some course corrections over the last month and a half. But the hotels, the ancillary providers, so food and beverage and gift shops and the other experience and other experiences that people can have here, they're all tremendous, wonderful opportunities for eating and drinking and engaging in other activities. We're competitive. Everybody wishes to have a piece of the action that we have.
And the answer to the questions raised on social media, how did you handle that at the commission authority?
Well, what we did was we did an ad campaign that has two parts to it. One is the actual Welcome to Fabulous ad, which is, it takes a person who is working at a desk, a clerical employee of some sort, or a person who at least is doing her own work on her computer, she then ends up being able to go and experience something fabulous all over town. And then there are some outtakes that were done kind of in connection with the different pieces of the ad that show bargains that can be had if you buy after 7 o'clock, or if you do it on this day, or if you're real careful and you're looking for one thing or another, there are suggestions as to how to get those bargains. They're there. But the experience doesn't change just because of the dollar amount. If you get the bargain, you get the very same quality, really edgy experience that people strive for and hope for when they come to Las Vegas.
Okay, so did you have conversations with the properties and the management of these corporations that run Las Vegas to say, hey, these are the problems that are being identified, you know, do you have solutions?
Well, for the most part, I think the property owners really set about the business of evaluating their own offerings. And we don't do anything that's compulsory. Everything was, they wanted to be a part of the ad, they wanted to be a part of the process.
They needed to be.
And they needed to be, and they did that. And we had an on sale just a couple of weeks ago that broke records in terms of bookings in Las Vegas. We know that people want to come here. What we have here, it cannot be had anywhere else. When you think about the volume of and the capacity that we have in this valley, it is remarkable. It is unequaled anywhere, and the experience is something that is different from one property to the next, which means you come and you stay wherever you stay, but you get everything made available to you. So we're confident that whatever the hiccup was, we've identified it and we're moving forward. And we really think that the second half of this quarter is going to be good. We think that the first quarter of next year is going to be better.
Well, it certainly has to be, because with Formula One just around the corner, and then you've got NFR, then you've got CES and SEMA. I mean, it is going to be a very busy town in this time,
That's right. This, of course, is, as you know, because you've been around a long, long time doing what you do, you know that this time of year was a dead part of the year. We got the rodeo, that livened much of it up. We do the fireworks show and the New Year's Eve event. That helped us with some things, and then along came Formula One, and it enlivened everything for us. So there are a lot of decisions we've made over the last 10 or 12 years that have made a big difference, and we're seeing the benefit of all of that. We see it year after year after year, and we've learned how to do each one of those in a better way each time.
And I want to point out the other side of the coin, which is you can't have a $2.2 billion project like the Sphere or Allegiant Stadium or these $3 to $4 billion properties where people are going to get them for the same price that they would get for going to a much lesser property that can afford to do things for a couple of bucks. If you don't pay for these amenities, they're going to go away.
That's true. The what is built here along Las Vegas Boulevard is very high quality, large capacity, hotels, ballrooms, showrooms, stadium, the Sphere, all unique, literally unequaled anywhere. We really are a destination of one. There is no one like us. And then to have added football and hockey and baseball and soccer and the NBA, WNBA. I mean, when you start thinking about, oh, I'm leaving some out, but when you add the fact that we really have become not just the entertainment capital of the world, but the sports and entertainment capital of the world, it changes everything. It's a different fan. Allegiant Stadium draws people that are fans of nothing except the performers. And millions of people have now bought tickets and been through Allegiant Stadium for things other than a ball game. And it's been marvelous to see what that's added to our destination.
To say the least. Let's take a break. We'll come back with Jim Gibson after this timeout.
It's the most wonderful time to win during the $125,000 holiday cash frenzy at Tamarack Casino. Every Saturday, unwrap thousands in cash and free play. Don't miss the grand finale December 27th. We're gifting $20,000 in cash guaranteed. Tis the season for good times at Tamarack Casino.
Welcome to Story County, where history meets innovation and a pioneering spirit continues to shape our future. At the heart of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, we power the future with global leaders in technology and manufacturing, driving progress that reaches far beyond our county lines. From advanced manufacturing to tech innovation, our industries are creating thousands of quality careers, fueling a vibrant economy that benefits every Nevadan. But it's more than just growth. Our community is our foundation, supporting families, empowering local initiatives, and creating a place where everyone belongs. Be part of a legacy built on bold ideas and boundless possibilities. Join us in building a brighter future right here in Story County. Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
Is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Jim Gibson. He is on the Clark County Commission, District G. So I looked up this fun fact the other day and I smiled. So you were there at the very beginning of the monorail.
I was.
You know, the monorail, of course, if people want to look back, had its issues in the beginning, things dropping off. There was great concern about it. Now it has become something that the convention authority is doing its very level best to keep it going for a minimum of another 10 years.
That's right.
Can you believe that?
It's exciting. I was on, Kenny Gwynn appointed me to the board of the monorail company, and I served there for several years. And then when Bob Broadbent, who was really the founder, died, I was asked to take the job of president of the monorail operating company, which I did. And I was there. I called the shot when we dropped a gearbox, and fortunately nothing happened below us. It became clear that there was a redesign or something that had to happen so that we would not hurt somebody. And we did, and we worked through it. Bombardier had very strong engineering capabilities.
They were the ones that built the cars.
They built the cars and the system. And we hired a company at the time that was called Failure Analysis. They had done the Ford Pinto and a couple of the tires that had not made it.
They were serious crisis management.
These were really high quality, highly trained people. And it turned out that we were able to figure out what the adjustment needed to be in the design. It got done. And since that time, it's worked. It's done really well.
But it's funny that it took several bankruptcies and then it ended up with the convention authority buying it because that would allow Elon Musk's Boring Company to do the transport under the convention center for the convention center, the convention authority to own the monorail. And now it is like, please don't take this away from us. Because it's such a needed part of the transportation.
Well, the monorail has proven to be what we thought, what Bob Broadbent and Cam Walker thought it would be at some point. It helped that much of that debt was shed because it was very, very expensive to build. And it's operating at a profit for the convention authority today. It operates on time and it works. And our hope and expectation is we get another decade out of it. I think that the difficulty we'll have at some point is they're not making that equipment any longer, and parts will become tougher to get.
Yeah. What do you think of the Boring Company and their plans? Because the expansion continues. One of the things the monorail was originally thought to be able to do was to go to the airport. It seems like the Boring Company is getting very close to the airport. What are your thoughts on the Boring Company?
Well, I think that if you really get down to it, a subway system we don't have to build that will convey people around, not on the surface streets, but beneath the surface, like subways are supposed to operate, is a marvelous addition to the Valley. When we voted as a commission on the initiative, it was a unanimous vote. And we've worked our way through lots of different challenges. There are always going to be challenges.
Sure.
But I think they've proven the concept. It's a matter of some of the details that still need to be refined, but they're boring. They're boring right as we speak, finishing the second leg between the airport, what will be the airport, but the second leg between, say, Tropicana Avenue and the convention center. So we're making a lot of progress. They've finished some tunnels. It won't be long before, and I don't know when it happens, but it won't be long before they're in the boulevard, you know, creating the spinal piece of the tunnel system. It's going to be something that will be a significant relief to the surface traffic congestion that we have over along Las Vegas Boulevard.
With the baseball stadium going in on Tropicana, the talk has been that we're going to see a refurbishing of Luxor and Excalibur. You think that's going to happen?
You know, they don't call me and tell me what they're thinking.
Well, not publicly anyway.
I learn about it when they file an application for a permit. But MGM is a smart operator, and they'll do what they think best marries up their hotels with the opportunity. They're going to be, you know, 81 home games. The estimates that were way conservative estimated 400,000, I think, incremental room nights. They have three of the corners at Tropicana and Las Vegas Boulevard. So you can imagine they want to be ready for all of that business. We think, because the way they play baseball today is different. It used to be just you play within your division. Now we'll see the Yankees and the Braves and the Cubs and, you know, we'll see everybody, the Dodgers and the Giants, we'll see everybody in Las Vegas over time. And I think that 400,000 incremental room nights is low. So we're really excited about what the A's will bring to Las Vegas.
All right, let's take another break. More with Jim Gibson when we come back.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You're in trouble with the law. It's easy to think you'll lose everything, but there is hope. I'm Attorney Orrin Johnson. Your first step is to hire a serious attorney with the experience to successfully navigate the legal system for you.
Sometimes hope means addiction treatment instead of jail and making sure you're treated fairly.
Sometimes hope means fearless trial attorneys who will stand up to the government when they get it wrong. Call or text Orrin Johnson Law.
We'll make a plan.
You'll take back your life.
This holiday season, say aloha to winning big with the Carson Valley Inn's $250,000 Hawaiian holiday giveaways. Unwrap the fun with $500 Southwest gift cards and mini vacations every Saturday. And $60,000 in grand prize Hawaiian vacations or cash. The islands are calling, only at the Carson Valley Inn.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Jim Gibson. He's the Clark County Commissioner from District G. As you look at what's going on in New York with the three downtown licenses or Manhattan licenses, are you astonished at how crazy it has been and how pretty much most of the major Las Vegas companies have pulled out of that?
It has been interesting to watch, and I haven't informed myself as to what the dynamic is. I know that New Jersey is a success. I know that New York wants to have a significant opportunity, or it wants to grant a significant opportunity. And in due course, they'll do that. But it is interesting that it almost feels like they could actually do better in reinvesting here than investing anew in New York.
Well, part of that is just the amount of taxes that they're trying to raise out of there. Because, I mean, wasn't that a big reason why Las Vegas Sands pulled out of Pittsburgh? Was they wanted a 40% tax rate, and New York is looking for close to 50%.
That's right. I mean, with the population, that's a hard gamble for them. They've got the hotels, the operators, the gaming licensees have to figure out how much is baked into it and what they have to, what their return has to be. It's so different from what we have here. So I'm convinced that there's a real opportunity on the East Coast. I just don't know if they've made it as real as it needs to be. I have a son, my oldest boy was the chair of the gaming control board here in Nevada for a couple of years, and I know how critical it is to watch every dime. The gamers, the gaming control board is watching every dime. The gamers themselves are watching every dime. They're as good as it gets in terms of a return on their investment. So it is not all that surprising that once they get down to the end of the consideration, they're opting to pass. And we'll see. We'll see what happens back there.
I think something that really was surprising was to read that there is no mandatory issue in issuing any licenses for New York.
Yeah.
So they could do themselves out. Anyway, that's
well, no, but that creates uncertainty. There is no uncertainty in Nevada.
Right.
And that I think is another issue. I mean, in Texas, they took a hard look at it, and maybe yet they'll revisit it and do something. They took a pass in the last two legislative sessions, or actually down there it would be more, but
yeah,
you know,
it's like been going on
about
forever.
3 years ago. I would say it's been about 3 years, but you know, in the end, it's hard to replicate what we have here, and what we're seeing is that people, other jurisdictions are working at it because they covet what we have, but the model doesn't work so well for them.
Well, Paul Steelman, the architect, made a good point on this program when he said that it's the length of the strip and the concentration of it versus having a casino here and a casino there. And what they were offering in New York was, you know, too many casinos in a small radius. Yeah. That also didn't make sense. But that's for another day. Let's talk about downtown Las Vegas. Did you ever think that downtown would come back the way it has?
I'm really happy for the way that
astonishing
those hotels are operating, their rates in terms of their occupancy, the kinds of things you can do down there. It really is a much more fun place for people to go than it was for the longest time. I think that the Fremont Street Experience has elevated its game. Everything seems to be working a lot better down there. And
I think a lot rotates around a gentleman named Derek Stevens.
Well, Derek is a very creative, a very successful man. And he didn't get there by stumbling. He knows what he's doing. He does it purposefully. And he does it all in. I mean, if you go to his Circa and tell me what it is he missed, he did not miss anything there. I'm convinced that they're in a good place for a long time. But we've done some things to help out at tough times. For instance, with Formula One, we were doing some things with them. We did them last year. It really helped take people down to Fremont Street. And over the course of time, I think that all of that will mature, and I think they're going to be in really good shape.
Well, you bring up Formula One. I think that was the thing that was missing the first couple of years, was to not look at the NFR model and realize that you didn't have to have the rodeo at your property, that if you weren't associated, you could have video screens and parties and all kinds of things. And NFR spread throughout the entire strip. And Formula One, the properties outside of the track, I don't think really got that. And that kind of surprised me. But now they're definitely getting it.
Yeah, they really are. And, you know, I think it's I don't know whether the time change is tougher on us as a community or better for us as a community. What I know is that at that hour, by the time the race is over, the hotels will be hopping again.
Yes.
And so the people who work in those properties will be at work instead of losing everything in the evening when Formula One is here. That's a good development.
Well, I think that the amount of money that Formula One has invested into Las Vegas and the advent of people like Laurie Nelson Craft, who understand the community intimately and has worked very hard this last year to integrate Formula One into the community and back in to Formula One, has been nothing but a giant success.
The model that we used for the Raiders, that we used for the A's, was a model that we that they found, because we didn't really impose upon them a community benefits piece in the same way that we've done with the Raiders and the A's. And what we're seeing is that their investment in the community is paying off. It really is.
To say the least. Hey, Jim Gibson, it is always a pleasure to visit with you. And your voice should have been on the radio. You know, you had a great voice for radio back in the day. But we love having you on this program, sir.
Thank you very much, Sam.
Always a pleasure. And we'll get you back sooner, okay?
Good.
Thank you. And we'll be right back.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real. It's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
A power line is more than a power line. It's maintaining the bottom line for small businesses. It's keeping the assembly line moving for our workforce. For our brightest minds, it's meeting a deadline. It's on the front line with our heroes. And on the sidelines of the biggest games. It's a direct line to our loved ones. And it's a lifeline for the most vulnerable. There's a lot on the line.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas. Our thanks to Don, Ryan, and Shane for their hospitality. As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Download the podcast on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to check out our archives going back now to 2002. Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers.